it is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18+. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Hunt. Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hunt.
Stay the course. It's not always something that is easy to do. It's something that is necessary to do. You don't win by turning or retreating. You win by staying the course. Always. You may have times that you look back and kind of doubt some of the decisions that you've made as an entrepreneur. But be clear about one thing, and that is your road ahead. If you fall down, you get up. If you make a wrong decision or wrong choice, brush it off and push forward. I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been an entrepreneur for many, many years, and I am still celebrating. It's been the best decision I've ever made. So, stay the course. Maggie Anderson, she's up next with supporting black businesses.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Kerry Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Kerry Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge. We had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Broadcast Network. I'm Carrie Hines. And today we have another great guest with us. Her name is Ahava Felicidad. She's from the state of New Jersey. Ahava, I'd like to welcome you to Hair Radio.
Thank you, Carrie. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, it's my pleasure to have you with us. And I want to jump right on in. Tell everyone about your salon and what you do.
Well, it's called Ahava Felicidad Hair and Body. what I call a growing holistic care organization, and it is headquartered in Upper Montclair, New Jersey at Studio Pure by Haba Felice Dodd. So it's a cozy studio space located in the town where I actually grew up in, so I'm a native of Montclair. And what services are offered here range from consultations, which include regimens and product recommendations, hair practice and care, sharing hair stories and finding out more about growing back hair from hair loss or breakage and just taking better care of hair. We also provide styling, so I do scalp hair and styling here at the studio as well. Mix and make natural products. Have some distributor products here that are all natural and organic for, you know, anyone who's just maybe new on the journey or they've been on the journey for a while and they want to take everything they do to the next level. I also offer classes, so technique classes and also certificate classes for professionals and for clients.
Now, what kinds of classes do you offer?
The classes that are offered range from classes like two-strand and three-strand twisting, cornrows classes. There's one particular class that is called the Soft Style Trio. It's a new class where clients can come in and learn how to do French rolls, make mini buns, what we call thin buns, and make pineapples in the hair, and that way they can care for their hair and do some styling in between sessions. There are also classes on cylinders and microlinking, so braidless weaving techniques.
Tell us a little bit more about that, if you will.
Well, the classes on cylinders, that's really exciting because it is a technique that I find more so it's not talked about as often to cross over into working with kinky, curly, and wavy hair. It's a technique that you see most times just on done on straight hair or hair that is has been relaxed. So this class that we offer goes over how to work in natural hair and who you can provide cylinders for if their hair is not strong enough for braiding in a traditional weave with the weft and the person wants to get their scalp. They also want to have a look that lasts a little bit longer than maybe a traditional weave or a crochet would. And we talk about in the class and train on how to care for the hair, what types of cylinders or hair would be installed for the client, and go over how to care for the hair as well as educate the clients on how to care for the hair.
Now, you have got to tell us, Ahava, how did you get started in this business and you know, what inspired you so much to be so passionate about this?
I've been doing hair since I was a child. So I would say this goes back really far. We'll say middle school for the extension, but I actually started braiding my own hair around the age of 5.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
Yeah, I've been doing hair for a long time. Then I started helping other people with their hair in middle school. And I would say I do have a cousin who put extensions in my hair, and I felt what she did, and then I just began doing this. Now, the passion came from a mentor that I have, and the mentor, my mentor, Dr. Brown, told me, well, you know, you love to do hair. This is what you do. You do this really well. You know, he watched me with a few clients and said, well, this is where you need to go. This is where you need to be. I see that you're very happy when you do this because I am very happy when I'm working in hair. So around 2009, I started really doing more consultations. But I would say even all through undergrad, I did hair. And I assisted and gave recommendations on hair care even before I transitioned to natural. So hair is just inherently, it's just an innate thing in me. For anyone who's what I call a part of any type of collective, there'd be a collective group of artists. And I had a conversation with a client about this actually today when she said to me, well, when did you learn how to do three strands? Or when did you learn and how did you learn that? Did you see someone else do it? And I said, well, no, actually, one day I was working in hair and it just came to me to try three strands going in one direction. And then after that, I looked it up and saw that there were a few people doing this online. I went through all the ways that this technique can help with natural hair. And then I just continue to learn from there and let things come to me. And then I'll find out, oh, there's a few other people who may do this, but they're doing this on their own hair, not in practice to take care of others. So I actually will do this on my own hair and in practice to take care of others and help them to help to take care of themselves.
Wow. So you have to say that this is you really serving as an inspiration for others.
Yes, and I have been told that, but I've been an inspiration. I've been an inspiration for many women going natural, an inspiration for naturals to do more with their natural hair, because I have been told, well, this is amazing. You actually help us. You'll teach us, and you'll do our hair. Like, we never find anyone who does that because, everyone may not have that teacher in them. And actually still have, the teacher in me where I want to share, and I want the legacy to carry on and to grow. And without sharing it, that won't happen.
I agree. Now, you did touch on this a little while ago, but I want to find a little bit more details about this because I honestly had never heard of the cornrow certification. Would you be kind enough to share with our listeners a little bit more detail about that? I think that would be great.
Yes. Okay. So I've just recently created a cornrow certification, class or actually program. So I have three levels of teaching how to cornrow. Now, of course, someone would already have an affinity for and some skills with braiding or creating cornrows. So most people who are coming to a certificate class of this nature or program already know how to braid, and then they're just looking to go to the next level. So I have a basic class, which would be called Natural Hair Newbie. In all of the programs, there's a natural, like an intro, which we call a novice, an intermediate, or an advanced. So with this cornrow cert program, there's actually an intro where you're practicing cornrows and you're required to actually do cornrows going straight back in several different number of cornrows. Then in level two, we go over everything we went over in level one as far as care and styling and, how to co-wash the hair, things about caring for natural hair and transitioners. The next level of cornrows requires more intricacy. So we would do shapes and zigzags and crisscrossing and mandalas and things of that nature. The level above that's an advanced level that would be more for like couture and runway, where I love to work with copper and ribbon and hemp cord and satin cord, and so do others. And then they would learn how to install feathers, how to install ribbons, how to loop through on a crochet technique, satin cord to create accents in the hair. We also do threading with yarn or with thread, even silk thread, silk hair tinsel, like fun hands-on accessories that will go in the hair for the very artistic styles. So you get everything with the three-part cornrows class. So cornrows are something that aren't traditionally taught extensively in a beauty program. That's something that's inherent, cultural, it's spiritual, it's educational, it's emotional. The more you practice, the better you're going to get. So the CERT program allows the practice and the longevity, and also then me being right there to say, okay, this is, you're doing really well, and then anyone else who's on our team that's a cornrows expert would be able to help and promote and support these designs, and then you're tested on the skills and then also the hair care knowledge.
Well, we have got to tell everyone how to find you.
Oh, definitely. It's so easy to find me. The number into the studio, there's a studio mobile. It's 973-619-2855. There's also a second line, which is a dedicated line for Team Natriotic. So that's team members who are patriots for, loyal to the natural hair movement and everything natural and chemical-free. And also for other services that would provide, including body wrapping. That number is 201-921-9894. You can also find myself and then any post that I make or pages for Hava Felici Dodd Hair and Body at havafelicidodd.wordpress.com. And that blog actually functions as a website. We have a Facebook page. The Facebook page has some great albums of some foundation clients. So clients who've been with me since the beginning of the journey, you'll find pictures of them in different albums, and it'll show befores and afters. You can also find me on YouTube at Ahava Felici Dodd, the Holistic Hair Healer. There are some fun YouTube videos on there. It's not
just hair.
Yes,
I watched
hair.
One or two, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a nice, well-rounded view of me and then other interactions with me and clients. And, of course, more videos to come and some things that may be like tutorials, but more of hair healing experience and getting to know me as a person.
Well, I have to say, you know, from all that I'm learning, and you've done quite a bit. You've got quite a few things going on out there, but I love your commitment to those who are transitioning. And
yes.
You know, it's, yes, please speak to that, because you're really able to. I think that, you know, especially for a lot of the women, that they'll be able to really relate, and they can relate. And I think that you really have walked so much and created such a path, and I just wanted you to speak to this art of transitioning and so forth.
The transitioning.
Yeah.
There are going to be women that are just not ready for the big chop. It's called the big chop. I call it the leap of faith. When I actually cut my hair, I called it going turkey, and this was in the late 90s. Yeah, that's what we call it, the going cold turkey. Like when you quit something, you go cold turkey.
Right.
And then natural movement began to blossom, and this big chop concept came in. So I feel like I was one of those naturals at the very beginning of this next influx of transitioning and going natural. Transitioners need assistance with everything. So what happens is, because the scalp is now detoxing from chemicals, a lot of women transitioning experience an extreme amount of itching and flaking. And that's coming from detoxing, and the body detoxing from now stopping the chemical relaxer.
Mm.
You need help with that, and you want to talk to someone, and they'll, of course, come to talk to me about what's happening, and I'll help them to get hydrated on structured water, also sugar scrubbing the scalp. Transitioners need to know their options on transitioning. So I will have the consult and say, okay, well, this is your hair texture and density, if I can see it. If they have about 3 inches, that's when we can really see more of the texture. One inch to 2 inches may not be enough. Most transitioners, it's really going to depend on their lifestyle. So if they like a particular hairstyle, we have to go over, well, what types of styles do you like? What types of styles do you need for work? And we have this conversation about texture, density, length, and if they can rod set to transition, if they can blow out and ceramic press to transition, if they can 2-strand flat twist or 3-strand flat twist to transition. They may be able to braid or crochet, which is my favorite technique, and I would say I'm a crochet queen. I love doing crochet because crochet is another way for transitioners to make a smooth transition when they want longer hair, or they just want this particular look that, you know, they may not be able to get with their natural hair right away, but then cornrows are placed as a foundation and different hairs or fibers are looped under the cornrow and tied to create like a full head weave. This can also be done with partials. So we have the conversation about the journey. We go over the entire, you know, if you grow half an inch of hair in a month, in 2 months you're going to have an inch. In 6 months, you know, the average person grows, in 6 months the average person's going to have about 3 inches of hair, in a year, 6. So quantifying that and also giving quality to that experience helps naturals to connect with expectations, like managing an expectation of, well, how fast my hair is going to grow, and then what styling options I want to try. And then they get to just start having fun with that. And then we'll gradually trim ends. As the hair grows out, they can just trim. So some naturals, it may be 5 months. Others can transition 18 months or longer. It's so much based on their hair texture and density. Not as much the length, but texture and density are going to play a part in how long they can take the transition.
Well, they've got the perfect partner. If you've just joined
us,
you're listening to their radio show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, we've got with us Ahava Felicidad. Now, I love this, and your shop, again, is called, it's Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad.
Yes, Studio Pure by Ahava Felicidad. And the buy comes from the experience. So there are different hair healing experiences that also take place at the studio. So that's the buy, because there are experiences that are being created here. Even some of the rod sets have names. There are classic deep treatments, and there are Renaissance deep treatments. Renaissance comes from my favorite time period in history, the Harlem Renaissance. Of course, then there's also the Renaissance period for classical music, and that's where the classical or classics came in. It's from my love of classical music. So I said, well, you know, what are my standards? My standards are classics. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have classic essentials. We have classic carrier oils. We have classic deeps. A classic deep will be a sugar scrub with an oil and a natural conditioner. A Renaissance deep will have three or more essential oils, and it's an aromatherapy experience, because I also do aromatherapy and essential oil therapies. And that's all a part of the studio tour experience. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Now, it sounds that way. Now, I think we mentioned the name, but we didn't tell everybody again where it is. And I want to make sure they have your address and the phone number, however they need to come mm-hmm. out, because you make it sound so great.
Yes, it's great. Now, everything at the studio is an exclusive session. So everything that's here is by appointment, or by what's called by reservation. So clients will call in to reserve. There's also the option to get a gift certificate, and then you get a gift certificate, and then you call in to reserve. So the studio is located at 260 Bellevue Avenue in Upper Montclair. It's on the second floor inside the movie theater building. So I'm in a building with a historic building, actually, with the Bellevue Movie Theater. We're inside there. So you won't see it just from the street. You would have to call in, and then on the blog it tells you how to get in, where to park and everything when you're coming in for services. When there are open house events, those go out to the client list, and then they're also posted on the blog, places like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It could also be announced in a YouTube video if there's going to be an open house. So I would like to one day soon to be able to offer like some open store hours to just come in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a space for natural artists. So there are walls, plenty of walls here for anyone who's in the natural community and also does art, in order to expand us out culturally. Events like that can be hosted at the studio.
Wow. Sounds so creative, of course, obviously.
Yes.
Well, I tell you, you are just doing some dynamic things. Now, what's next for you? You've accomplished so much. What's next?
What's next for me? Okay, that's a great one. What's next for me would be to create another certificate program. Maybe do some television. That would be fun. Well, I love the certificate programs, because I get to teach others how to improve their skills, advance their skills, and help more people. So that part is very important to me, is continuing on the creating the programs, and then, of course, filling those programs so that more natural stylists have the concept. And it's the Ahava Felicidad concept. So they're also being taught what I do. Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to learn more about essential oils, they can learn that. They can come in at different levels and decide, you know, well, how far you want to go with what you're going to offer. And then it could also be someone who wants to join the team. And what's next will be another series in May, if not May, maybe June, of eHow videos. I also am an eHow presenter, so I'm a hair expert there. And I've just run a series of 10 titles on styling wavy curly hair. The next series will be on kinky hair, some with lock
twisting. How do they see those videos?
Those videos will be released in about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
And they'll be released on they'll be released on eHow soon.
Okay. Sounds great to me. Well, listen, I have to tell you, you're just doing so many wonderful things, and we want to take a moment to really say thank you. You are a trailblazer.
Thank you.
You really are. And you're doing some good things. So, listen, from the Hair Radio Show, did you have anybody that you want to shout out to or mention?
I want to thank God first, my family, and, of course, the makers of Dr. Brown's Healing Water, which has helped me further myself and continue to help me further myself on the journey and helping others with their hair and scalp care, their energy, you know, keeping me in good health as a, you know, well-rounded businesswoman, mother, entrepreneur, speaker, motivator. Yeah, I would like to thank them. And thank you, of course, for the opportunity to interview.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure. And you keep doing what you're doing. Okay?
Thank you.
We're not going to have it any other way.
We can't have it any other way, and it's terrific Tuesday.
Thank you. Well, Ahava, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com. Providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Hello there. It's Mia, and I'm back. I'm one of the brand ambassadors at Kerry Hines Hair Care. I'm here to help you get started with your very own Kerry hair industry distribution business. By the completion of this video, you'll know how you can make a difference in the lives of so many coping with hair loss. You'll also learn next steps in launching your very own Kerry hair products distribution business. It's also a great way for you to generate income while helping your community. First, if you've dreamed of being in the dynamic world of the hair and beauty industry but didn't know how to start, this is a dream come true. Kerry Hines is a longtime hair industry stalwart who has made a big difference in the lives of so many launching a hair biz career. He's also worked very hard on behalf of the millions suffering from the effects of thinning hair, hair damage, and hair loss. So much so that he's created the world's first traction alopecia foundation, TAF. Go to KerryHinesHairCare.com to learn all about the education of hair care and how this is a revolutionary approach to successfully running your hair industry business. Kerry products are all-natural shampoos, regenerating conditioners, great hair growth oils, and so much more. Also, Kerry products are salon direct, meaning they go straight from Kerry Hines Hair Care to our Kerry distributors and on to the hair salons and barbershops. You won't find Kerry at the big box stores. Our goal is to offer a brand that the hair industry professionals can believe in and support. As a Kerry distributor, it's your job to get Kerry to those professionals in the salons and barbershops. Remember, Kerry is a complete hair growth system that's effective and hair clients will love. Kerry products are available in all sizes for back bar professional use and to prominently display in your shop's retail purchase area. Offering Kerry at your location will greatly increase your bottom line. As a Tier 1, Tier 2, or Tier 3 Kerry distributor, you'll be authorized to present the Kerry brand to a professional hair community that is very much interested, and will help you select which tier will best suit your business goals. Each distributor is set up with all the materials to get you on your way, including your own telephone number and so much more. Kerry.com has complete details about our products, services, and how you can become a distributor, educator, platform artist, affiliate, or follow others on their hair journey with Kerry. Don't forget to pick up a Kerry mug or t-shirt in our website store while you're at Kerry.com. Again, I'm Mia, one of the brand ambassadors at Kerry Hines Hair Care. I hope you found today's presentation helpful. Please reach out to us.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines, and today we have a very special treat for everybody. We are doing something that, it is called our
bucket list, the Hair Radio bucket list, which is really what we're doing from time to time. We are going to be featuring, you'll hear from the co-hosts, you'll hear from some of our guests on some of the things that are on our bucket list. So we're talking about our top, usually five items for each of us on what we want to accomplish before, as they say, that bucket spills over. Okay, we kick the bucket. So leading in, Michael Hopkins, we're going to lead in with Michael. So our top five items, we're going to do with the whole panel. That's Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Carrie Hines. So, Michael, what's on your bucket list at number five?
Wow, okay. My number five is something that I've always wanted to do.
Uh-oh.
I've always wanted to fly a helicopter and also a fixed-winged airplane.
Though,
doing that to me has just been something that I've always wanted to do. And it didn't even have, well, no, I take that back. Part of it was because I was in the military, and that was something I actually wanted to do in the military. But at the time, I wasn't in a position to do it.
Mm.
You know, when you're in the military, if you really want to fly, say, for the military, it's a rigorous screening process. And I wore glasses, so when you're enlisted and you wear glasses, there's some extra things you got to go through and all that. So I never gave the dream up. I just held on to it while going through the business of life and family and kids and all of that. But it's just something. It fascinates me to this day. And especially, you know, military-type vehicles, planes and helicopters. And that's just something that before I just, boom, that's what I want to do. That's my number five on my list.
Wow. As you were speaking and saying, talking about the helicopter and the airplane, I was thinking military, and I was thinking how that's connected and how, okay, I can see you doing that, Brother Michael. And that's very interesting, and I can definitely see you doing that. Both of them, flying both of them. I can see you right now and being just as excited about it.
Yeah. Who in the world would ever think that that is not Michael Hopkins? Of course you want to fly planes. You are the host of the Vet Talk Radio show right here on our network. I could see that Michael's number five. Fly a plane, fly a helicopter.
Definitely.
I could see him just flying like Superman, anything out there. So, yeah, jet pack like the Jetsons. It's Michael Hopkins.
Hey, works for me.
Thank you, Michael. All right. So, Michael, that's your number five, Michael?
That's my number five. And I am quite sure, Nicole Marie, you have something that's just as exciting. That's your number five.
Well, my number five is, I've always wanted to learn how to ski. Now,
ski?
I live in Mississippi. Yes, listen. I live in Mississippi, but I'm from Ohio, so I'm used to the cold weather, and I'm used to the snow. So I've always wanted to go and stay at one of the mountain resorts, either like Colorado or Utah, and learn how to ski. So that is something that is on my list that I want to do.
Unreal. I'm just blown away that your number five is about skiing.
Yes.
Because you know what?
I want to learn.
Well, I don't know because I don't ever think of too many black folks skiing. But I could be wrong because I think folks do ski out there.
They do. They do.
Yeah.
But there's all kinds of organizations out there.
You know, they do have the different groups, black groups that go to the different resorts.
Really?
So, yes, there are groups of us that do ski. It may not be a whole lot of people, but, I mean, we do. Black Ski Weekend.
Okay, wow. So what's the hot ski location then?
Well, the biggest one is Big Sky in Montana. There's Breckenridge or Vail in Colorado.
Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Park City, Utah. Those are the top ones. Sounds like to me, Carrie, that
she's been doing her research. So I think this is a dream that's going to come true.
I think you're right, Michael Hopkins. All right. All right, Nicole Marie. So that's what your number five is, and you're sticking
that
with
it. My number five. I'm sticking with it, Carrie. And what is your number five?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask. My number five, guys, you guys know that I come from a background in the amazing airline industry. So talking a little bit about flying like Michael, but I really don't want to fly the plane as I want to sit back and be flown. I want to return to Europe. I want to go back to some of my favorite memories. You guys know I've been to Europe many times. I've been to Paris about five times alone just to go and hang out, Spain, and as well as London. And I've wanted to return back to France. That was my favorite European city that I traveled to. But also, I wanted to go back to London. It was very expensive in terms of our money exchange and all that back in the day. But I would like to also go to London. But I say Paris. I want to return to Paris. I had a chance to go to the Louvre. I had a chance to see Notre Dame. I had a chance to go to Champs-Élysées, L'Arc de Triomphe. I just enjoyed Paris and, you know, studying French and just being amongst the French and c'est la vie, that's life. So I'd like to do that. I want to go back. So my number five is a trip back to Paris. How does that sound?
Nice.
And how does that sound?
Oh, I mean, it sounds fantastic. You know, Carrie, actually, I was stationed in Germany in the early 80s, and that's one place I never got a chance to go to was Paris, France. And I would have really have loved to have gone there because when you go to Europe, there's so much history. And I never realized that it was just, you know, we read about it. We kind of say, oh, yeah, I would love to. But that's one thing I can say about the military. The military gives you that thing that you're allowed to go. And you know, it doesn't cost a whole lot because you're already in Europe. They sponsor trips for GIs. And some of my friends actually went to Paris. I mean, I traveled to Germany, but, I mean, I would have loved to have gone to Paris. It would have been beautiful.
Awesome.
Sounds very fascinating. You know, I had told you before that my dad was in the military and Air Force, and we had lived in Madrid, Spain. So we had the opportunity to travel to some different places.
And I've been to Madrid, too.
While
so
we
I
were
love
there.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
However, Paris was not one. So that's always a place that's been very fascinating and, you know, definitely a place that sounds very nice to visit. And I can, I would love to be there myself.
Wow. Now you can see why it's my number five. Yes. So traveling back to France, back to Paris, to England, to Spain, to Madrid, all of that. I love it. It was just fantastic.
Places.
And I agree. Absolutely. Well, I have to turn to Michael and Michael Hopkins. What's your number four?
Well, my number four is almost as exciting as my number five with the airplanes and helicopters. My number four is something that I've been doing for, ever since I was a teenager, I've been playing the guitar. And wow. One of the things I really want is a guitar collection.
What?
Actually, the older guitars.
You wanna create
a guitar collection.
Wow. That's amazing. I didn't know you were a musician, a guitar collection.
Oh yeah. Well, you know how that is. We're all from, you and I are from Philadelphia. We had nothing but musicians there.
Okay. Wow.
Wow.
But that's something that, that's something I've always wanted to do, especially the older guitars, the ones, a lot of them from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And even the 80s, believe it or not. Some of them are antiques. Some of them are just classic guitars. And some of my guitar heroes played those guitars. One of my favorite guitar heroes was Jimi Hendrix.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I used to listen to him a lot. I mean, I still do from time to time. But he played that black Stratocaster, and that's what made me fall in love with playing the guitar, and I started learning, and here it is almost 50 years later.
Wow.
I can definitely see you doing that, Brother Michael. Do you practice and play your guitar now?
Not as much. Sometimes, I have little issues with my hands and wrists and all that, but I kind of fight through it because I just love it. Or I listen to my son play. I taught him a couple of chords, and the next thing you know, he took off.
Wow.
He's right-handed naturally, but he plays the guitar with his left hand.
Wow. Okay.
Yep, and he's really good at it, too. He's really good.
I have to say, I am just shocked that this is Michael's number four playing the guitar, because I'm just imagining this now, and I can't shake this image, Nicole Marie.
I can picture this.
Exactly.
Yeah, I can see
I'm seeing
now.
Michael Hopkins with dressed in all purple garb, kind of like Prince, with all these curls on his head and a guitar around his neck singing When Doves Cry.
Hey, it works for me.
That's my
I don't have to wear that special spandex suit from the 80s, do I?
No, you'll be in your army garb.
Don't do that, Michael.
Oh, yeah. That's not good. You know, Nicole, Carey, that's me and the spandex on the 80s. No, it's not looking too good right now.
Okay. We got to wash that image away. Well, listen, Michael's number four is all about guitar, playing the guitar collection. Amazing. Okay, Michael, I think that's why you're number four. What else do you have to say?
Love it. I love it. I still have a few classic guitars now.
Okay.
And, I mean, I just love them. I really do. It's soothing to me.
Okay. And what else?
Wow.
Yes. Well, we're going to keep it moving for the folks this morning. All right. Good choice. Number four.
And I just know after skiing, I know Nicole has something else. That's her number four.
Yes, I do. My number four is I've always been very intrigued and wanted to visit Dubai in the Middle East.
Dubai.
And that is someplace, yes, that I want to visit. I've seen pictures. I've seen, videos and so forth, beautiful skylines. Also the world's tallest tower that's there, the beaches, the gold and spice marketplaces, the mall. I want to go and I want to experience that culture there in Dubai.
Wow, Dubai. I'm just saying bye-bye for Dubai. I'm not, I don't know. A lot of my friends and family have gone to Dubai, and I think it sounds amazing, but it sounds expensive. I think it's high as the sky to go to Dubai. That's why. No, I don't know.
I think it'll be worth the experience, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so, too. You might as well go with gusto, because when as you get older and you become an empty nester and you got the grandkids and all that, and it's just you and the spouse, it's just time to go do some things, whatever it is you ever wanted to do. And that's what my wife and I, that's what we've been discovering, that we can get up now when we feel like it. We can just go do stuff. I have no school plays to go to. I have no, I got to write a note for my kid. Well, better than that, I think I better go to school on my kid's behalf. You know,
exactly.
We don't have to do any of that.
Oh.
But Dubai, oh, yeah, I mean, it really, from what I see, it really looks like a very inviting place. The clear
yeah.
water, the sand and all that.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
okay.
And it looks like
yeah.
that, one, that one building that they built that looks like a sail from a ship.
Right, right. Okay, well, Nicole
yeah.
Marie, I can see that number four is Dubai.
Four,
and we
Dubai.
See why. Okay. So, very interesting. Okay, so we're talking
yeah.
about Nicole Marie.
All right. Now, Carrie, what is your number four?
Oh.
After Paris, how do you top that?
Well, actually, yeah, and my top five, and folks out there, we are counting down our top five on our bucket list, each of the co-hosts today with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and myself, Carrie Hines. Number four on my list today is kind of like I'm still in a travel mindset, not quite as far as Dubai. I'm thinking right next door down to Philadelphia to visit my family. Something I have not done in a long time, which is visit family. And that, believe it or not, has to be a bucket list item for me. Because for you guys out there, I know it's not a bucket list item because you pretty much visit, you know, I hear you guys you're visiting family all the time. But me, I'm always in production mode all the way up here in Brooklyn, New York, away from everybody pretty much. I'm in isolation working for you guys. So I don't get a chance to go visit my family. And so when I come back from my trip to Paris, as you guys know, that's my number five. I'm going down to Philadelphia. Michael's home. It's actually my home, too. That's where I was born and raised in the early part of my life, down in Philadelphia. So I'm going to visit my family down in Philadelphia. That's what my story is for number four. All right.
That sounds great. Yeah, I can relate to that too, Carrie, because I know a lot of times I didn't get a chance to go home, visit family and all that because I was too busy running halfway across the planet, doing all kinds of things and then raising a family and all that. So a lot of my cousins and aunts and uncles, they never got a chance to just go home sometime and spend a week or 2 weeks or a month just visiting with all of them.
Wow.
No, I never got
that's
a chance,
amazing.
But yeah,
important.
You know, and I had some very historical auditor, in other words, I had some aunts and uncles that could tell our family story.
Oh, okay.
And that's one of the things
that I
miss from that, but
yeah,
still have another generation of cousins that I just need to see.
Okay. Well, thank you, Michael, for making that make sense as well. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. I love that, Carrie, and I can definitely see, you know, you do put a lot of time and effort into work. So I can definitely see you know, taking the time to go and spend time with your family, you know, enjoy being back home and being with them because family is so, so important. Me living here in Mississippi, a lot of my family is still in Ohio, but at least twice a year, we go either during the summer, and then we either go for Thanksgiving or Christmas to spend time. It's so, so very important. So I can definitely relate to that and see how you would definitely want to spend time with your family.
That's my
hopefully
number four.
A lot of time.
Yes. Yes. Heading down to Philadelphia. All right. Thank you for that, Nicole Marie. And we're still doing our amazing bucket list countdown. Today, so we're kind of moving along here. And at number three, Michael, what is your number three?
Oh, now this one you guys are going to really kind of say, what? Really? Believe it or not, I want a toy collection.
Oh,
toy collection.
Grown man playing with toys.
What type of toys?
The type of toys that I grew up with as a kid in the 60s.
The distinction of that, Nicole.
Yeah. Like, am I in trouble. Like, I'll give you an example, like the G.I. Joes, Tonka trucks, Nyla trucks, all the things like that that I grew up with as a little boy. I see all this stuff now. You can buy it on the internet. You know, you can go to eBay. Wow. And I started collecting this stuff a few years ago, and it got to the point in our bedroom, I had so much stuff in boxes. The boxes almost fell on top of my wife, and she said, you know what?
Oh, no.
I think this thing is getting a little out of hand here.
Wow.
Because I just got carried away. And it just all started when I saw one of those old toys on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace. And I bought it. I just out of, you know, impulse. I said, oh, man, I think I'll buy this. And then after you buy one, the next thing you know, then you buy another one to complement the first one. And it just goes on and on and on. But it was an enjoyable time, you know, when you grow up. And plus, I got a chance to... My little grandson, he'd never seen stuff like this. So him and I would play truck.
Okay. All right. Well, that's okay.
I love the toy collection idea, Michael, because I think that growing up, the toys then were definitely different than now. The construction of the toys and so forth is definitely not the same. And they're just different. Even the dolls and so forth are different. So having toys from the time when you grew up and bring back those memories of different things that you did, who you were playing with and so forth, I think that's very important. And I love that.
I just remember Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
The red one and the blue one.
Yes, I love them, and I wish I had a Rock'em Sock'em Robots right now, because I'd be playing it. I'm going to have to go, like Michael said, on eBay and take a look for it. I also, like Michael, we have something in common that I didn't know until this very day, and that is that I also had a G.I. Joe. And who was an action figure. See, the boys played with action. We didn't play with dolls. Well, back then we didn't. Today's a new day.
Yep.
But we were playing with action figures. And my action figure, I had G.I. Joe. I had the black G.I. Joe. And you should have seen what they made the hair out of for poor G.I. Joe.
Didn't he have a beard, too?
He had a beard. I had, G.I. Joe. But I love G.I. Joe. He had on his army gear, by the way, Michael. He had on his fatigues, and it was incredible.
Only way
so
to go.
So that was G.I. Joe. But believe it or not, when I was a kid, I wanted, there was the guy that jumped over all the, with the motorcycle, Evel Knievel.
Evel Knievel.
Right.
Yeah. And I wanted, my friend Chung Ho down the street had Evel Knievel. And so we used to play with his Evel Knievel, and I was playing with G.I. Joe. And so you bring back great memories, Michael.
Great
and then
memories.
We played Rock'em Sock'em and the Big Wheel.
Remember them, too.
Woo!
Oh, and the Big Wheel. Right. Oh, man, I remember because a little kid down the street, Jeffrey, that was his name, he had one.
Yeah,
when
that was one of the
most
good old days. All right. Okay. All right, so sounds good. So I'm tossing it back, Michael. Okay. Thank you, Michael, for that. Number three.
Sound like a plan.
Like a toy collection.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I cannot wait. I mean, with Nicole, we've been through skis in Dubai.
And Dubai.
yeah. So what else is next, Nicole? What's your number four?
Number three.
Yeah.
And my number three is I would like to learn sign language.
Wow.
I would like to be,
oh, okay.
Yes. I would like to be able to learn and be so good that I'm able to interpret and be able to communicate with people that are hearing impaired. Right now, I actually work with students that have special needs, and I think that it would be a great addition to know how to sign.
Wow.
So it's something that I just want to do.
Well, that is incredible.
Would love to do.
And I could just see Nicole Marie back there behind the president signing his speech and going all off track.
I tell you.
A whole other story than what the president is saying. I can see it now. You know, listen, I just think, first of all, how altruistic to be concerned with folks who are hearing impaired and how they understand and to be part of the communication process for them to facilitate that.
Very important.
Very important. So I am just blown away. Mm-hmm.
Sounds great to me. I had that fine opportunity, as we call it in the Army, to learn sign language.
Wow.
Back late 70s, early 80s, before I went in the Army.
Okay.
I studied sign language.
Wow.
I studied it. I went to several college classes for it.
Wow. So you guys can communicate.
Right.
This is true.
Wow.
Yeah, it's such a, the way it's so beautiful, the sign language, and the signs make sense once you start to study and you start to understand. Sometimes I used to have people that actually thought I was hearing impaired. Because I'd be signing to somebody else.
Yeah.
And I remember I scared one person one day on the subway back in Philly.
Wow.
And I was signing to somebody and waved bye to them. And I think the person went to do something, and I started talking to them.
Oh, my.
And the person just jumped. They're like, what? You can talk? Well, yeah.
Wow.
So, but that is beautiful.
I can see why Nicole Marie wants to learn to sign.
Yeah.
Nicole Marie,
Michael,
that's your number three.
When I start learning, I'll call you and we'll practice. We'll have to do a Zoom or FaceTime or something so we can practice.
I'm loving it. All right.
Sounds like a plan.
Great number three. Great number three, learning to sign, Nicole Marie.
Now, Carrie, moving on, what is your number three? We had
my
visiting Paris and your family. What's next?
Yes, exactly. My number three is something that I've already done, but I want to do again real soon. And that is, I want to complete my next book. And something that has really, I have How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, as you guys know, and several other things that I've written and done for other folks as well. That's part of what we do at Hair Radio. But I want to publish a book to help other folks publish books and to promote their books. And I always get a lot of folks asking me about our aspect of publishing and stuff, and I want to be I think I was encouraged to pull together a whole series of books. If I didn't, and I want to – that is my ongoing retirement career, if you will. I'll just be writing, churning out one book after the next. So, you know, you'll always have Carrie and my legacy around. That's my number three, is to write my next book.
Yeah, that definitely is a worthy, very worthy thing, because that's leaving a legacy, and a lot of people never get a chance to leave a legacy. You write a book, and that book will be around the next, 500 years?
Longer.
Yeah, longer, I mean, we still read hieroglyphics, so.
Yeah.
I mean, it is perfect.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
That is absolutely wonderful. I love that, Carrie.
I have been a
co-author in two books, but I would definitely see how that's valuable and would love to actually know how to do it myself.
Oh, awesome. Wow. We might have
a new project,
you know, on the horizon. Awesome.
Most definitely.
Wow.
Yes.
Now you can see why that's my number three. All right.
Yes.
And that's to write my next book, my next bestseller, as we say here at Hair Radio. And that's what we've been doing. If you guys out there are just kind of tuning in, we're at number two today on our countdown of our bucket list items, our top five bucket list items, with Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins and me, Carrie Hines. Number two, we're going to ask Michael Hopkins, what's at number two for Michael?
Oh, now, this number two, oh, yeah,
uh-oh.
This one, you guys will not see this one coming on my number
uh-oh.
Two. Believe it or not, I want a truck collection of old trucks, believe it or not. You know, real trucks, big trucks, uh-oh. Little trucks, domestic trucks, military trucks.
Mm,
that's
wow.
something I've always dreamed about.
Okay. You want to create a truck. Okay. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. One of the things, you know, like along with the truck thing, and it just fits right in it, I want to get my CDL for truck and for bus.
Mm-mm. All right.
I know
that
seems kind of odd. I just like old trucks, you know, old tractor trailers, the kind of trucks we grew up with, 50s, 60s, 70s, into the 80s, pickup trucks, old pickup trucks, and military vehicles, the kind I used to ride in the military, 2.5-ton trucks, 5 tons, tractor trailers.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something, I don't know how to explain it to you guys, but it's something about the smell in the inside of those old vehicles, and they ride rough, and you got to manhandle them. You almost got to be Hercules to drive them.
Well, now, we don't say manhandle anymore. We say person handle.
Okay, person handle.
Politically correct.
Oh.
Politically correct. Oh, yeah. But it's fun driving them. It really is.
All right. Sounds good to
me. Now, Michael, I'm a little surprised that you said truck collection, because you're always going to different car shows and posting different cars and so forth. So I thought that you would say car collection, which is sports car and all the other little the pictures that you post of the car.
Well, we're not going to see, because that might be next on his list. So we're going to let him stay with his truck collection for now.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Sounds good so far.
All right. Well, listen, I am just blown away at the idea of a truck collection for Michael Hopkins. I'm just really blown away. I think this is awesome. And I think most of us would like a brand new truck. I'd like a new truck outside my door, too. But not the whole collection. But one red, shiny truck would be great, pickup style, like I'm in the South, pickup style.
Yes.
All right.
Pickups.
Yes. So I can see. Good choice, Michael Hopkins. I'm tossing it back to you.
Oh, yes. And let's see. Dubai, skis, family.
Yes.
What's next on your list?
For the Polarie, yeah.
Yeah.
Next on my list is I want to attend a Wimbledon tennis match. I am a tennis fan. I actually play tennis myself, and I would just love to travel to London and attend a Wimbledon match. Now, I would love to see Venus and Serena because I love them, but just being there at a match, you know, watching anyone there, just being in the mist, in the atmosphere, that's what I want to do.
Wow. Oh, my. a Wimbledon tennis
Wimbledon match.
Yeah, Wimbledon. You want to go to do the Wimbledon. I love that you, Nicole Marie, are a tennis fan, and I know that your daughter takes tennis lessons.
Yeah.
And, see, I remember that, and you fans out there now know that, too. And I think that is great. I had the chance in New York because they do this thing. I think it was the Virginia Slims. I forget. I think that's what it was. I'm not sure. But I went to a tennis match, and for the first time in my life, so I got a chance to see. They have what they do here in New York. They do a seasonal thing where you get to come out and work those. People had jobs.
Okay.
I have friends who worked that every time it came each year. And so I got a chance to go to the tennis match. And yes, our heads look in unison and one direction then the other. Boop, 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 boop. So I could see where number two for you, Nicole Marie, is all about the tennis ball.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
And I didn't even know. Nicole Marie, I didn't even know you were involved in the tennis realm. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Wow, I have learned something new.
See,
learned
that's
something
what this
new.
Is all about. Yeah, that's what this
and
is all about.
You know, Carrie, I might have to change my list. that tennis thing is, I mean, it is interesting. I'd have to, you know, put my neck in check a little bit, you know, with the arthritis. I'd have to just look a little slower than anybody else and everybody. But, no, it looks fascinating to me just to, it's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
They train very hard for that. And it's a lot of coordination. You know, hand coordination, and it's strategy, too. Tennis is a strategy.
Absolutely. Well, I can see, because I know that Nicole Marie is one of the biggest strategists out there. So I can see why that's number two on her list today.
Oh,
Nicole
yeah.
Marie, we're
Works
talking
for me.
About to you. Yes.
All right. Now, Carrie, next up is your number two. What's next?
Well, my number two, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and all the fans up there, my number two is to create a documentary that I call Radiomentary. And that is where we kind of talk about it. Now the style is everybody does a documentary. And for those of you who may not be as familiar, documentary is where a person, it could be whatever it is, they're telling a story. And there are many different styles. You guys got to Google the word documentary. There are many different styles of documentary. Some feature close-up testimonials, others just someone telling a story with pictures. There's so many different things. So I'm intrigued and fascinated by the idea of doing a documentary on my life and sharing that with all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So that's my number two. My number two is a documentary.
Oh, yeah, that's excellent. I mean, that's just another way of leaving a legacy.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you, Hopkins. Wow.
That would be an amazing story. Yes, most definitely. Just everything that has gone on in your life and how, you know, everything has come to be. Oh, that would be just an amazing story. You have to do that, Carrie. You have to do that.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. And so we are down to, okay, we need a drum roll for this.
Uh-oh, drum roll, please.
Number one. But before we get there, we want to remind everybody what you've been listening to is a countdown of our top five bucket list items with Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines. And with a quick review before we get to number one. At number five for Michael Hopkins was to fly a plane. Number four, a guitar collection. Number three, a toy collection. Lots of collections for Michael Hopkins. And his number two choice, of course, another type of collection, a truck collection. And so real nice choices. We're going to get to Michael with his number one top bucket list item of all time in just a bit. Nicole Marie, her number five, a ski trip. Number four was Dubai, of visiting Dubai. And number three, learning to sign language. And number two for our own Nicole Marie, Wimbledon, visiting Wimbledon, and taking in one of those great tennis matches. For me, Carrie Hines, well, kind of like Nicole Marie, I wanted to travel. Top of my top five list on my countdown, number five was to go to Paris, France, to go back to Europe. It's been many years since I've traveled there, and I've been several times overseas. But I would love to go back. At number four, I wanted to do another trip, but this time not so far, to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to visit family. Family I haven't seen since I've been doing the Hair Radio Morning Show for you guys. I'm going to blame you guys out there. Number three on my list is definitely something that I will get to, and that is my next book, my next bestseller that you guys have inspired. Number two on my list, write a documentary. So along the same idea. And what's interesting, as we get to the top of this number one list, guys, and Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, have you guys noticed anything that surprised you about, before we get to our number one, was there anything that surprised you about learning about some of our bucket list items? Like, to me, I found it fascinating that of Michael's list, I think three items so far were all collections that he wanted to kind of assemble and put together.
Right.
I found that to be fascinating.
Right.
Nicole Marie.
And I was most surprised by the guitar collection.
The guitar that he, that was surprising too. I didn't know he had the music gene. So we're going to have to, we're going to have to hear some of this. We really are. And it's nice that you inspired your son, Michael, to play as well. So great stories. And like Michael flying a plane, I want to get on a plane, but I don't want to fly. But Michael, you can fly me over to Paris. I'll take that. And Nicole Marie, what can I say? I mean, of course, learning sign language is something that is super, super incredible. And what a great item to have on your top five and to be something that you accomplish. And that's something that's not far reaching. You can start these bucket list items today. Today. And so great items, everybody. And now, what you've all been waiting for, the number ones from Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie, and me, Carrie Hines. What is the number one item on our bucket list that we're going to talk about? Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Wow. My number one thing, and actually Nicole had guessed it, my number one thing is that I want a classic car collection. My wife and I
knew another collection.
Yeah. My wife and I have always dreamed about having a classic car collection with at least 40 cars in it.
Oh, wow.
Always dreamed about that. And most of the cars, they'll be like old hot rods, because that's something I'm just really into. I've been into that ever since I've been a teenager.
Wow.
Old hot rods from the 50s and the 60s and even into the 70s. It's just something I've always loved. And, it's just one of those things. Classics, old Cadillacs, Buicks, Oldsmobiles, Pontiacs, even, what's that one? Studebakers, 44s, that's one of my favorites. 40 and 41 Fords, old Chevrolets from the 50s, from the 60s, even like earlier, Model Ts, Model As. They're just so much a part of our history. And I just love looking at those cards and touching them and sitting in them and the old smells and all that.
We get the picture here, okay?
Oh,
good choices, Michael. Huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Now, Michael, like I said, I had already brought that up when we were back on number two, so I can definitely see this.
Yeah. We
definitely.
All can.
I can see your car collection. Yes, definitely. So I'm not surprised about your number one.
All right. Well, listen, I am. Because I said, well, Michael is not going to go with the cars. I thought about it for a moment. I said, no, he's got a toy collection, a truck collection, and we probably should have figured. See, I thought he was going to go for a train collection. He talked about planes.
Oh.
He talked about all kinds of methods of travel.
Right.
He really did. So I thought he was going to go the train route. He didn't. He went to the classic car route.
Yes.
So real interesting. Michael, great choice. Okay. Well, I'm very impressed. Michael, I'm tossing it back to you.
Okay. Oh, I tell you one thing. I want to see Nicole Marie top my car collection. I can't wait. let's see you top my car collection.
Well, my number one is a little different. It's not any type of collection. Mine is also another travel venture. And I want to go to Africa.
Ooh.
And I want to go on an African safari and then tour around Africa to different places.
Wow.
Okay.
All
right. I didn't see that coming. I guess
you
did beat me out, didn't you?
At all. African safari, Nicole Marie.
Yeah.
African safari,
yes. That is incredible that you're number one, which, yeah, I think that's awesome. You know, so you want to be out there with the animals and all of that, the safaris out there?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and we want to
And then I
want to
tour the country, yes.
Yeah, you want the continent of Africa.
Experience the culture.
Yeah.
And yes.
Yeah, exactly. Because what I want to make sure folks know, there are lots of different countries over there in Africa. And and it's not all, even though we have a lot of safari areas there, and it really is the mecca for that, they're quite, you know, industrialized, just like here in America. We don't want folks thinking that that's all that's there. So it's
exactly.
Not just a Tarzan type movie, folks. It is an
incredible society,
and it's an incredible continent with all kinds of earthly riches. So we love Africa. We shout out our fans and our Hair Radio Africa
most
folks.
Most definitely. Yes.
While you're there, you can visit Ghana and Nigeria and Egypt and South Africa and north, east side
so
of Africa.
So many places to visit.
You know, Kenya and, yes, go over across the diaspora of the continent of Africa. All right.
I definitely want to go to Ghana and Nigeria. I know those two.
Me too. Well, you know what? This is time for you to start. They've got those, but they've got a whole lot more out there. So time to Google. Okay. I'm tossing it back to you, Nicole Marie. That's incredible. Number one. Okay.
All right, Carrie. Up to your number one. What's next?
Okay. And I guess I get to say the final word here.
Yeah.
My final choice. All right. Well, listen, first of all, I want to say again, it has been awesome to do this with each of you. I've learned a lot that I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know these things. And to know that you're inspiring the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show to not wait to make it a bucket list item, but to pursue these dreams and make them into reality each and every day. And we're a reminder to do that right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So my number one today, and that is something that I'm passionate about for the hair and beauty community. It has always been my dream to establish a retirement community, a retirement home that is set up for people who have contributed part of their careers or their careers and given so much to the hair and beauty industry. And so that's what I'd like to do, a retirement home or a retirement community for the hair and beauty folks. And so I'm looking to do that. That's my dream, to establish that. It's that.
That would work.
Wow.
That would definitely work. That right there, Carrie, I mean, that's something that nobody has, that I know of, has gone in that type of direction for the hair and beauty industry.
Thank
pretty
you.
Much. You know, I've never seen anybody go in that direction with that.
Thank you.
I think it would work.
And I'm going to do just that. I have a plan already that's in motion to set that up. Interesting.
Great. Now, Carrie, I must say for your top five list,
yes,
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised. Number five down to number two, I wasn't surprised because that's definitely you. Getting to know you, those things right there are definitely you. And even number one, I'm surprised just because, okay, retirement community, but I'm not surprised because it's you. Because everything you do is new, on the cutting edge, it's organic, it's different, it's creative, and that's what you always create.
Thank
so
you.
I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised.
Oh,
and I
thank
think that's
you.
A great idea. The retirement community
wow.
is a great idea.
Thank you very much. It would give me great joy to continue my journey.
Yes.
So I want to say thank you to all the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show, as well as my incredible colleagues right here. We're talking with the one and only Miss Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines, out of Brooklyn, New York. I just want to say again, thank you guys out there for joining us. And shouting out the fans of the Upscale Magazine Radio and all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show and fans all over the world. We'll see you next time.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You Go Girl. You Go Girl is a brand new product line that includes an edge control hairsprays and a product that also offers relief to those dealing with an itchy scalp. Now, if you're looking to moisturize and hold twists and locks in place, You Go Girl offers a gel cream. And for the hair braiders out there, You Go Girl has a hair brand that's made of the highest of quality hair. Now, it's available in a variety of colors and textures. So, go to www.yougogirlbraidhair.com. That's you like uniform, gogirlbraidhair.com. And tell them you heard about them right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You Go Girl.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRMember.com to sign up.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out this Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Sway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
baby boy will one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God.
Oh, Mary, did you know?
Oh, Mary, did you know? Ooh, the blind will see.
Creation.
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will one day rule the nation?
Did you know?
Did you know that your baby boy,
heaven's perfect land, the sleeping child you're holding,
is the great
everybody. I am Kimmy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and young children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love and her book, Cammy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammy's Spa Party.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child.
And tell me who. Say my name.
Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Hi. I'm Carrie Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner,
two unique all-natural hair products from Carrie Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Carapi Shampoo and Carapi Conditioner grows hair. Carrie Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Carapi, and we thank you. Please register at Carapi.com and join our Carapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful, and moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and moreover manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media where business is just starting out. So I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
One in a million. The history of Madam C.J. Walker and her entrepreneurial legacy. Not even her poor and difficult beginnings stymied Madam Walker's road to greatness. Born December 23, 1867, roughly 2 years after the alleged emancipation of her race, she was an orphan at 7, a wife at 14, a mother at 17, and a widow by 20. The woman who would become known as the first self-made female millionaire and the greatest benefactress of her race was born the daughter of Owen and Minerva Breedlove, poor ex-slaves living on a cotton farm in Louisiana. They named their special little girl Sarah Breedlove. A washerwoman by trade, at the age of 33 in 1900, Sarah began selling a product door to door which she had formulated to remedy her own hair loss. She pinpointed the root of her hair problems, which was the scalp, and created hair care products and a beauty regimen for hair growth and maintenance that focused on the need for a clean and healthy scalp, scalp protection, and scalp stimulation for maximum hair growth. Her first product would eventually be called Madam C.J. Walker's Wonderful Hair Grower. And she boldly and proudly used her own likeness on her jars and her own before and after pictures to demonstrate her product's effectiveness. Her madam's own words, She abhorred the impression held by some that she claimed to straighten hair. She emphatically stated, "I grow hair," and that there would be no hair-growing business today had I not started it. She described her concept and method of hair growth as beauty culture because she compared growing hair to growing and cultivating garden plants. She then broadened this concept of beauty culture by incorporating the value of cleanliness and professionalism, which emphasized the overall appearance, moral conduct, and character of the Black woman. Black women from all over the country began writing letters to Madam Walker attesting to the benefits of her products. By setting up a special correspondence course of beauty culture in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then a manufacturing facility in Indiana, and later a beauty college in New York City, Madam was able to further establish and promulgate her program of beauty culture, which trained the Black female in three areas. First, the Black woman was taught the proper presentation of herself. She was to be clean, neat, properly attired, and well-mannered. Second, she was taught how to use Madam's hair care system on customers. And third, she was taught how to sell Madam's hair care products to customers. In so doing, Madam C.J. Walker provided a solution to the root of the Black woman's demise. She raised the Black woman's self-esteem and confidence about her own beauty and intelligence, and she empowered the Black woman economically, thus freeing her from white servitude and male dependency. This accomplishment is even more amazing when put in the context of the time in which these things were done and in the context of Madam's own background. The time, one historian called the nadir, or lowest point in the history of the Black race outside of slavery itself. The blessings of freedom was now marred by the blatant terrorist acts of the Ku Klux Klan and those like-minded individuals working in collusion with them. The harsh reality faced by the vast majority of Blacks living in this era was that the number of lynchings peaked during the early 1900s, as did other backlashes sparked by Reconstruction, such as the burning of Black churches and schools and the establishment of Jim Crow laws. During this dark period, most Black women were either sharecroppers or washerwomen and house servants for whites. Madam Walker was no exception, but she was, however, exceptional. Madam Walker moved her ever-expanding special correspondence course business, founded on her system of beauty culture, to Indianapolis, Indiana, on February 19, 1910. She then purchased and paid for her home, adjoining which was a factory and laboratory, located at 640 North West Street. She endeared herself to the citizens of Indianapolis when she contributed $1,000 to the establishment of the Senate Avenue YMCA. It is reported that she was the only woman to make such a donation. Madam herself, when referring to the YMCA donation, had this to say, quote, "In referring to that $1,000 gift, I don't want you to lay so much stress on it, and do not say that I am the only one. You might say that I was the first and caused others to awaken to the sense of their duty in helping deserving causes for the benefit of the race," end quote. Not long after her move to Indianapolis, Madam Walker also became a member of Bethel AME Church, one of the oldest and most influential churches in the Black community, to which Madam Walker contributed generously. In less than 2 years after moving to Indianapolis, on September 2, 1911, Madam C.J. Walker petitioned the Indiana Secretary of State to become incorporated, and on September 19, 1911, exactly 1 year and 7 months since her arrival in Indianapolis, the Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company of Indiana Incorporated was established, Madam Walker naming herself president and owner of all 1,000 shares of stock. A relentless worker and ingenious marketer and saleswoman, Madam Walker had thought to place her system of hair care products in black colleges all across the United States. She also regularly advertised in black newspapers, and she eventually placed her products in drugstores. As she traveled throughout the country, she wrote letters to her general manager in order to instruct him on how best to run her factory in her absence and how to implement all of her new ideas. However, the Madam Walker agents, Madam's recruited sales force, were her biggest asset. Madam held public meetings in churches, rented lodge halls and other such facilities, and put on demonstrations, including a slide presentation, in order to recruit black women to become Walker agents. Madam Walker taught and trained them in the methods of application and proper use of her hair oils and vegetable shampoo. Eventually, Madam organized a national convention for her Walker agents, giving away prizes and other incentives to motivate and energize her ever-growing troops of Walker agents. Sales generated from Madam Walker's manufacturing company and the hair care products it produced enabled Madam to give birth to yet another legacy, as Madam became known as the greatest benefactress of her race. Through monies earned and derived from Madam's work in the hair-growing business, Madam Walker regularly donated large sums of money to charity and to individuals of her race who were in need. In fact, Madam was so self-sacrificing and freely giving that those closest to her were worried that she would become financially ruined. Desiring all blacks to have decent homes, at times, Madam would assume mortgages of blacks who were financially strapped, allowing them to repay when and how they could. Various schools for blacks and certain social and civic organizations dedicated to the betterment of the black race were also beneficiaries of Madam's philanthropy. Though many have called Madam extravagant, her generosity and passion for her people were Madam's only extravagances. She gave not for self-aggrandizement, but rather to inspire other wealthy blacks to give likewise. Moreover, Madam's giving went well beyond monetary donations. She lent her name and time to worthy causes. She traversed the country, speaking against lynchings, and fought vehemently for the fair treatment of black soldiers who had served in America's military during World War I. Madam C.J. Walker was an ambassador of sorts, a spokesperson for all black-skinned people, a revolutionary, visionary, missionary force. It should therefore be quite obvious that Madam Walker's passing on May 25, 1919, was a tremendous loss to the black race. At that time, Madam had recruited over 25,000 black women from the United States, Central America, and the Caribbean as door-to-door beauty culturists and was well on her way to Africa. Her net worth was over $1 million, making her the first female, regardless of color, to become a self-made millionaire. She is one of the most successful black entrepreneurs of all time and one of the first to utilize the method known today as direct sales marketing to distribute her products. She had also managed to build a 32-room mansion in Irvington, New York called Villa Loaro, which she had desired to be left as a monument to her name and as an example to her race of what hard work and black support of black enterprises could achieve. After Madam's 1919 passing, her hair care manufacturing corporation was used as collateral to secure the finances needed to build what is today known as the Madam Walker Theater Building. Completed in late 1927, the Walker Building Beauty Salon continues to operate there and continues to sell Madam C.J. Walker's original hair care products. Years later, in 1982, the trustees of Madam Walker's trust would deposit a large portion of Madam C.J. Walker Manufacturing Company's business records, historical documents, pictures, and memorabilia with the Indiana Historical Society, who took on the task of painstakingly organizing and preserving the Madam Walker legacy. 74 years after the incorporation of the Madam Walker Company, in 1985, the 1,000 shares of capital stock of Madam's Corporation were sold to a man named Raymond L. Randolph, making him the first person since Madam Walker herself to own all 1,000 shares of stock in the original Madam Walker Company. A graduate of Attucks High School, Mr. Randolph had never dreamed that he would become the owner and caretaker of this phenomenal legacy. In honor of Madam C.J. Walker, Mr. Randolph placed Madam Walker's image back on the jars of her original hair care products with the words, "Since 1911," placed underneath it. Doing business today as Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises Incorporated, the hair care company founded by Madam C.J. Walker continues to manufacture and sell her original quality products, ensuring that the legacy of this remarkable woman never dies. The Madam Walker Agent Program has been reinstituted and is the main method by which her products are distributed today. On September 24, 2011, Madam C.J. Walker Enterprises sponsored a centennial celebratory walk called Tracing the Footsteps of a Legacy. This event marked the 100th year since the pivotal point in her entrepreneurial legacy when Madam Walker incorporated her manufacturing company, the Madam C.J. Walker business family, which includes the Madam Walker agents, will continue to keep Madam Walker's spirit alive and well by ensuring that her labor of love, her manufacturing business, continues operating according to the entrepreneurial blueprint she left behind and which is detailed in the historical documents of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Sarah Breedlove. You are indeed one in a million.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Angela. It is Tuesday morning, November 29th of 2022. I'm Carrie Hines. We are we're in our spotlight hour, and that's between 8 and 9 Eastern, 7 and 8 Central time zone each day, where we kind of feature a special part of our broadcast. I just want to say, again, welcome. I know you guys have been tuned in and listening to a big part of the show. Me too. It's been outstanding, and I just love everything that we put on today. So lots more to get to. Michael Hopkins will be with us in just a moment live. You guys just heard the wonderful, wonderful bucket list that we put on early this in the first part of the show. Outstanding. So lots more to talk about. Lots of live stuff happening. Big news out there. We're going to talk about all of that. We're going to get into every little detail. And then coming up in just a few minutes, we're expecting some health insurance talk at 8:30 with on Michael's Vet Talk radio show. We'll have him talk a little bit more about that. And we're waiting for some folks to kind of join us as well. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. First, let me just kind of again, welcome everybody. It's our show number 790. 790, and I want to just kind of let that sink in. Right after the Thanksgiving holiday, so it was always a little tough getting people back up and on their way for this new week. Michael Hopkins from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael, are you there this morning?
Good morning, Carrie. I'm here.
Again, it's our spotlight hour. So folks have been listening. They heard you earlier on your bucket list. Have you been able to accomplish any of those items on your bucket list, Michael? That's what our fans want to know.
Well, okay, still working on it, but it's a labor of love.
Listen, Michael, we have a lot to talk about today. And I don't know if you caught the very beginning of our broadcast. We opened up with a song called Fame, which was a big, big hit record for Miss Irene Cara. And that's really how she kind of got on our radar out here. Now, she went on to win an Oscar and Grammys and People Choice Awards and Golden Globe nominations, as well as I believe she won a Gigi as well. But, Michael, we lost her just over this holiday weekend, and it was just a shock. So I gotta ask, did you know anything? Were you a fan? Because we were just talking about Irene Cara about probably a couple weeks ago during our
right.
playing all of the classic songs. And we just sure coincidentally, were. We just talked her up. Literally, we were talking about her right here on this broadcast. So was this a surprise for you, Michael? And did you know,
oh,
were
yeah.
you a fan?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was really a shocker, Carrie, because back in the 80s when I was in the military and I was overseas over in Germany, that was a very popular song, Fame. And she was a very mm-hmm. popular lady, you know, with the mm-hmm. Military. Because, you know, that was our decade.
Yeah, yeah.
And she
I was just going to say, I remember Miss Irene Cara being like on one of the, I think it was the Electric Company, which was kind of like Sesame Street and all of that on PBS.
Right.
And she really, quite, you know, little girl. She was really a cute little girl, just kind of playing with the puppets and all that kind of stuff. And then the next thing we hear is Fame. She's out there playing Coco, a role that they literally created for her. And now I just want to say, in recent years, she was still active, but probably not to the level that we were able to keep a track of what she was saying. Here's the deal with that. Now, this woman was just barely in her 60s, incredibly talented, had already won every major award, probably like the Jennifer Hudson of her day. And here's the thing. Why on earth are these folks in our community, in my opinion, not celebrated to the level of these folks who don't even have the attributes, don't even have the, you know, very marginal talent at best. And just, I don't understand it. And the folks that we have who've accomplished all of this, they're what we would say in the radio world, radio silent, like you don't hear anything because, and I believe that has a lot to do with the folks who are running these corporations stuff. It's really, that's why we do the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's why I
so
get up
true,
and do the
Karen.
Show every day. Yeah, I get
so
up and
true.
Do the show every day so that we can be reminded of our greatness, because apparently we need to be reminded. So
true. We have to. I mean, Irene Cara was, as you said, she was talented throughout the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, into the 21st century. She was a very talented lady. And we just can't let her fade.
Right.
You know, and it happens. Just like you're saying, Carrie, it's unfortunate, but we have so many talented people, and we just let them kind of fade off, and then
I don't think we let anybody fade in the black community. I think it's the folks outside the black community that let folks fade.
We have some help. Wouldn't you say
that only promote talent outside of our community? We don't.
Right.
That's why in the black community, and we can't speak. So I always try not to speak monolithically. You know, we're not all one person, and we're many shades and many different things. But goodness, it would be so nice to have more media companies out there where the playing field could be a little bit more level, so that our children know the shoulders of the ancestors that we stand upon. So
right.
That's kind of my take on it this morning. And let me tell you, for me, Irene Cara inspired me completely to, I can really say, you know, as when we talked before her death, like I said, we just talked about her on the show. And I remember that the movie Fame was based on the School of Performing Arts in New York. And Philadelphia had opened up the School of Performing Arts, which is where I was, you know, where I was born and raised early on. And so I went to apply at the School of the Performing Arts. I had an audition there based on being inspired by the movie Fame and Ms. Irene Cara. And so I wasn't as lucky as her character Coco that she played. So I didn't get in. I didn't get into the school, but that was my fault, because when I did my audition, I'll never forget it. And I kind of didn't do what they were asking me to do. I'll leave it at that. And so so I didn't get into the school because that's how it was. That was a high school that was set up for that. It was just like the TV show thing. And so, and here's the deal with that. I never let that stop me. I knew then that I was going to eventually produce and create and be force. And I said, well, I remember walking out of the door at the school, and I remember saying to myself, and this is a really true story, I remember saying to myself, well, I guess I just have to find another way. That's exactly what I said to myself. And that's what I did.
Yes. Yeah, that is beautiful. And that's what you have to do. It may not go the way that we want it to go sometime in life, but just like you said, Carrie Hines, there's always a way to do something. It's always a way.
Exactly. And I really have to say, I felt great about having that challenge. I really did. Because, see, the thing is, you know what you know how to do. And just like in Irene Cara's case, you know, I found video of her as a three-year-old on TV, you know, and so forth. And like I said, she was on Electric Up. Her whole life was show business. And she went on to the Sparkle and, of course, the hugely number one hit record, Flashdance and all that, which still kind of is really still big out there for folks who love that song. Now, I also want to say, for the members of the Hair Radio Online community, we have a special video that we're putting together that'll air. I'm going to have that on about 10 o'clock this morning, so coming up in the next couple hours. It's a special tribute that that you will be able to go to the Hair Radio Online community and watch a special video presentation that we put together. So you want to check that out. It's really very nice. It's just our little way to pay tribute to Ms. Irene Cara. So that'll be coming up at 10 HAIRadio.com about 10 o'clock this morning. And click on the Hair Radio Morning Show topic. You'll see it right there. First, you got to go to forum. So you'll see the forum tab or the big blue button to read the posts, and you'll see it. And I'm excited about it. So,
So am I, Carrie. I'm going to be the first in line.
I know you will be, Michael. And that's the idea. See, and what I love about Hair Radio is that we get an opportunity to do all of this. And this is from our community perspective. A lot of things they throw on television and this and that, and I just literally want to stick needles in my eye. It's just, you got to be kidding me. It has no bearing on our community. It's not from our perspective. It doesn't represent anything I would want to know about and folks I don't care to see or know about. And this is what is kind of pushed in front of you. So that's why it's important to have outlets like the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is critical to have things like the Hair Radio Morning Show. So so listen, coming up at about 8:30. Now, Michael, just shift gears for a little bit. Again, want to remind everybody, so about 10 o'clock we'll have that on, probably a little closer to 9:30. You'll be able to see that video over at the Hair Radio Online Community again. Hair Radio Online Community, if I can talk. You'll be able to see that this morning. And again, a tribute to Miss Irene Carr. Boy, she will be missed. Oh, boy. All right.
Very much so.
Michael, yeah, now you have something today. And it's your second season, Michael, for the Vet Talk Radio Show. And what this is, we take a portion of the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we literally have created a show within a show. So every Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, Michael Hopkins takes over. Actually, I joined Michael for an incredible broadcast called the Vet Talk Radio Show. And Michael, this is really going to be very nice. You have something that is going to be just fantastic today. Can you tell us a little bit about what it's about coming up at 8:30?
Well, this particular show is going to be dedicated about the health industry and the health insurance, and it's so important, especially for us as veterans. We have all kinds of options. So we're going to explore some of the options today on the show.
Wow. Well, this is really very, very nice. The gentleman is Kokai Olashola, and he's been on the Hair Radio Morning Show quite often. Well, I'll say a few times. And when this enrollment period opened up, he was the first to come on our show and talk a little bit about it, you know, for the fans of the show. And I just think he's going to be great to be on Michael's Vet Talk Radio. And this is your number. Yes, Michael, I think he's going to be great for your audience. And also, it's your number 10 broadcast.
So yes, number 10.
Yeah, lucky number 10. And so it's going to be really awesome to have you to talk to him and all of that. So that's coming up at 8:30. We're going to send you off in just a little bit to get ready for that. And so really good stuff. Now, listen, what else is going on? The new Upscale magazine, of course, is out. Just want to remind everybody, the December-January issue is available. And I love this. I have my work featured in the new Upscale magazine, in their new issue, which I'll be in. I've been in probably the last four issues, I think. And then I'll be featured in the next, you'll see my wonderful graphic designs, if I can pat myself on the back.
Yes, you can.
Quite a few of those pages. No, I'm just kidding, Michael.
Hey.
But yeah, I do have quite a bit of pages in there.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Hey, we're all proud of you, Karen, here on the on the show. All of us are the whole, you know, the whole team, man. You know, you are leading the way over there. So, you know, we can't help but be so proud of you.
Oh, I thank you for that, Michael. You know, it's for the fans, and I'm just grateful. I really am. I absolutely love what we get to do every day. I really do. It's just fantastic, and it's been awesome. And, you know, I can only say good things and where we're going from here. And that's the thing. Where are we going from here? So this issue of Upscale Magazine, you can get it at upscalemagazine.com. Upscalemagazine.com. Talk to them. They also have a digital version that's available. But listen, I just want to let folks know, because, Michael, many folks may not realize, Upscale is on the newsstand. It is on the newsstands. It's one of those last publications that is literally on the newsstand in and around America.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely.
Really, you know, in terms of a black brand, yeah. So it's kind of nice. It really is. And I just want to our 24-hour listeners to Upscale, the network that has all new stuff we are loading as we speak. So Friday, we have a new rollout of the brand new Upscale Magazine Radio. So we'll wait until Friday for that. So check that out on Friday. We'll talk about it on this broadcast, and then about 9 o'clock we'll be unveiling it. So we've got, it's always a lot going on. Oh my goodness.
Yes, it is.
Literally run out of breath, you know, telling folks some of the wonderful updates. So I want to say what else is going on that we can share right now. I think what it is that the upcoming guests on the show, and then we're going to toss it and get you guys on to something else. But I want to just mention this week, so we've got a wonderful hairstylist out there. She'll be joining us tomorrow, as well as Eugene on Thursday. And Takiya should be back. So we've got some of our wonderful favorites and other folks that are scheduled to be part of this and in our spotlight hour. So it's going to be fantastic.
Yes,
Michael Hopkins. Yeah. So listen, why don't we take a little bit of a commercial break and see what we've got going on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Well, Madam C.J. Walker, most everyone has heard of her. And because when I'm in a crowd of, let's say, 1,000 people, and I ask, how many here have Madam C.J. Walker? And hands go up everywhere. She's an incredible person. She fought against lynching. She gave money for fighting against lynching. She went to Washington, D.C. to help create legislation against lynching. She was a woman of great character who helped to develop entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs. And yet, the question I generally have in a situation like that is, okay, what well did she draw her water from? Who,
right.
What shoulders did she stand on to become who she was? And so I bumped into Annie Malone. And hardly in that same crowd of 1,000 people, you might have 99% of the folks raising their hand about Annie Malone, about the Madam C.J. Walker, but then you might have three or four people saying they know who Annie Malone is.
Right.
So I figured I'm going to make it part of my life mission is to help help people know about who Annie Malone is.
Yes.
Because she
Yes. Go ahead. Go right ahead. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. She was.
Oh, no. She was an incredible person. She was actually, she trained up over 75,000 women entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
She trained Madam C.J. Walker in two.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Yes, thank you. That was Dr. Freeman from the Freeman Institute. And so much. He's always big. We got a lot to talk about, Dr. Freeman, so we'll save him for another show, give you guys the skinny, all the updates on that. Very special gentleman, though. I want to put that on out there. Want to get a quick update. Now, you guys remember Mark. He is the man behind a wonderful, wonderful live show that happened this past weekend called Natural Hair Fest right here in my backyard in Brooklyn, New York. Mark, are you there this morning?
Yes, I am, Carrie.
Yes, good to have you. Yes, and we're live. It's 8:23 in the morning here in Brooklyn, New York. So I want to talk about Natural Hair Fest. So you got to give us the wrap-up, like I said, the skinny on it. How was the show? My poor little doggy was here, so I couldn't quite, be as much. I was there in spirit, but we need you to tell everybody about the broadcast. I saw some of the videos, so I already know, but share with the fans who are outside of Brooklyn this morning on the wonderful Natural Hair Fest.
Well, one thing, it was such a pleasure to be at the Sheraton Brooklyn in downtown area of Brooklyn, New York. It was such a wonderful environment. We were there at the Metro Tech Ballroom. And in addition to that, we offered classes with one of our presenters. Her name is Tara Gregory.
Oh, of course. Yeah, she's a fan. I'm a fan. She's a friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Shouting out, Miss Tara. I love Tara. Wow, you couldn't get any better. Yeah. She is fantastic.
Her company is called Our Year's Batch of Nature, and she presentation, and she, after her presentation, the attendees just flocked over to her table and started buying like crazy. We also had a young girl named Jada. Jada has her own book, Hair to Stay, and she's opening hair salon, and so she was present to show, how some people actually have a assignment as it relates to beauty culture or the gift of being able to do hair, like gifted hands, and so it was wonderful to also have Jada present at the program, and people did the same. They flocked over to her table and got their autographed versioning of her book, Hair to Stay. I also served as moderator for the panel discussion, and we talked about hair discrimination. We talked about natural hair journeys. We talked about embracing hair and embracing natural beauty. We also talked about the current trend in the marketplace of those who are transitioning back to natural. And we also sent out a warning to the natural hair community about reverse transitioning, where you have professionals in the industry to kind of talk people back into a relaxer.
Oh, my. Sorry about that. Okay, well, I'm going to just be silent right now. I can't wait to hear more about all of this
And we've got to get you to come back and do a full-on wrap-up, maybe a little later this week, so that we can, because you just hit on about five things I want to talk about. I know, sorry, we don't have time today, but we've got to get you back.
Bachelor New York came out in full force with almost 24 drummers, and they made the whole Brooklyn downtown area vibrate. In addition to that, the Afro INTL fashion show featured 35 models, 8 fashion designers, and this was all put together by our show curator, here, Kat Schuler. And so it was just a wonderful event.
Awesome. That was my mic. Okay, good. Well, listen, maybe at the end of the week we can check in with you. I will personally make that happen to get you to, because I'd like to hear more about not just the topics, but some of these incredible folks who are all there. And so, we just appreciate you and adore you here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. I love your topics. I love the things that you cover. You're a great partner in this industry, and we appreciate it. And keep doing what you're doing. Now, before we let you go, Mark, tell everybody your next event, what you're working on. What's next?
Okay, well, we have the Tour de Natural that will be put together for 2023 calendar year, and we're going to kick off the tour in the city of Chicago, MLK weekend. That's on January 15th. Then we start the tour to D.C., to Detroit, to Charlotte, to Philadelphia. We're going to get back on track to touring across the city with maybe 12 to 24 cities across the U.S.
I want to be
Brooklyn
part of that. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
And that was one of the reasons why completing Brooklyn for 2022
was so important.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, well, listen, I just want to say thank you. We just appreciate you here. Now, can we send folks to your website and how they can connect with you outside of today?
Yes.
Or outside of this today. Yes.
Yes. NaturalHairFest.com.
NaturalHairFest.com, folks. And Mark, you've got to sign up and be on our Hair Radio Online community site at hairadio.com so we can connect you with all the folks who are listening right now. Okay, very important.
Already signed up.
I'm loving it. We love it. All right, I'm going to send you on your way. We got to get the Vet Talk Radio Show folks on. Listen, awesome as always. I'll be checking in with you a little later this week on this broadcast for a complete, comprehensive update with all those folks, and especially those hot topics. I call them hot topics. So we'll be talking all about that a little later this week on the Hair Radio Morning Show. As always, well wishes. We're sending you from the Hair Radio Morning Show. Okay, Mr. Mark?
Thank you, New York.
You got it. Okay. Yes. Thank you, New York. We love it. Mark's from Chicago, you guys out there. Mark, thanks again. Yeah, folks, let us kind of switch gears a little bit. We've got to get on the incredible Michael Hopkins, as you guys know. You listened to him earlier today with so much information, and we're just happy to have him back. So we're going to make a very quick transition to the Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines, so this is going to be just fantastic. Give us a moment, and let's take a little break. We'll be right back with Vet Talk.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree. Bree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Aswaye's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Up now, live, it's Vet Talk Radio Show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel, Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
All right, Michael Hopkins, the man from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. We are live today on this Tuesday morning. It's November 29th of 2022. It's about 8:32 in the morning. Michael, again, good morning, GM, to you, sir.
Yes, sir.
We were just making mad dashes at the Radio Morning Show.
Yes, we did. We were sprinting hard, weren't we?
We were, yes. Well, we just have such a great time each day on the broadcast. As you guys know, we're my show, the Hair Radio Morning Show, we're from 6 to 9 Eastern weekdays, live through Blog Talk and just everywhere. Just Google us, the Hair Radio Morning Show, those five words. So listen, Michael, you have a very special guest coming up in just a few minutes. Now, he has been with us many, 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 many times. Well, I won't say many, many. Okay, he's been with us a few times. But he is just extraordinary when it comes to this kind of information and talk. And so we had him just at the beginning of November on the Hair Radio Morning Show side with a big enrollment push and just informing folks about an enrollment period that had just opened up that day. So we're going to have him to break it all down for all of the Vet Talk Radio Show folks. So, Michael, what do you want to say? His name, let me just get that out there, Kokai Olushola. So, and I'm going to ask him, how did I do on that name, just introducing, you know, saying it correctly, rather. So I want to make sure that I say it the right way. So, Michael, are you excited about this today?
Oh, very excited, Carrie. Very excited. Yeah. I've listened to him on the morning show, and I just cannot wait to talk to him. I have so many things I just want to talk to him about with this insurance thing.
Absolutely. Now, Michael, you have, as your engineer here, that's what I play the role of, the engineer for the Vet Talk folks. And I have to say, you have an incredible, we've got a ton of folks who are already standing by listening, fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show. So remember, you guys, if you have a question, you can press one on your phone, and we'll put you in live with Michael Hopkins, as well as this special guest today. So I think that'll be awesome. You guys, this is why he's doing this. And let me just kind of, we're going to get him on, Michael, so we don't have a whole lot of time. So I want to make sure and get him on right now. So let me just go ahead and bring to the line this gentleman out of the Atlanta area who has his own incredible company, which helps folks, all kinds of people, and in places. So we're going to just go ahead and make the introduction now again for the Vet Talk Radio Show folks. It is my great honor to welcome Kokai Olushola. So how did I do, Kokai? Did I nail it this time?
You nailed it right on the spot, Carrie.
Great.
Thank you. I really have practiced. I have really, truly practiced. So just awesome. So, Kokai, welcome back. Welcome back. Michael, I'm going to just toss it on over today. I get to sit back a little bit and listen to Michael Hopkins roll on in with the Vet Talk Radio Show and the fans and all about how this impacts the veteran community. So this is really, it's great to have you, Kokai. Always great to have you on any of our platforms at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And Coca, I just want to make sure, if you have yourself not signed up, you need to sign up at the Hair Radio Online Community at HAIRadio.com if you have not. If you have, then folks, you can go there and connect with Kokai. It's our own social media for the hair community right in our own platform. So really great. Okay, Michael Hopkins, I'm turning it over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Kerry.
Take it away.
Thank you. Kokai, it is such a pleasure to welcome you here to the Vet Talk Radio Show. And I have been listening to you on the Kerry Hines Show. And yes, it is just a pleasure to have you here because, as you know, in the veteran community, the whole health insurance is it's a big issue. It's not a little issue. It's a big issue. We have a lot of aging veterans population, and I'm just looking forward to all the golden nuggets you have. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay, well, you know, first of all, I wanted to let you know that, you know, I'm a vet myself, and, you know, I do have a primary concern for our vets because, you know, I served in here in Georgia, the 718th Engineer Battalion at Fort Benning. So, So and I see the results because they got the VA right here in Atlanta, Georgia, and you hear about it on the news at least once a month. Once a month, you know, and it's not good stories when it comes to the vet health. And so we want to make sure the vets have a clear understanding of what their benefits are and, you know, what direction they can go. They don't always have to go that, you know, waiting 6 months to get, you know, treatment and stuff like that. You know, they
right,
can get service right. They have different options.
Right, right. And that was some of the things that I'd really, you know, want to talk about. And I know, you know, we're kind of short for time, but there are so many options, as you said, for veterans.
Yeah.
And maybe you can name some of the options as veterans that we have and as far as health care is involved.
Yes. So let me just go with a veteran that that recently called me, you know. He needed some type of surgery. He needed to see a doctor, but he's been waiting on the VA list for a while to get, you know, get approved, and he needs to see somebody right away. So, you know, I told him that since he qualified for the Medicare, that he can go ahead and sign up at under the Medicare and receive that, and be able to, you know, see a doctor right away and just use his VA, you know, for the, you know, the prescription drug, you know, benefits, you know.
Amazing.
So they got, yeah, they got something called just the Medicare Advantage plan without the drugs. And then that way you can, you know, go see a regular doctor, you know, a primary care physician, you know, and make an appointment like, you know, most people do without having to wait a long time, you know, especially if there's something urgent. You don't want to have to be going back and forth just to get the appointment of the appointment to the appointment to before you be seen. You know.
Wow, how about that? Yeah.
You know, but.
Oh,
there's
enlighten us some more.
Yeah. So it's sort of basically since these two different government agencies do not interact. So that means you can have a separate benefit that you qualify for the Medicare and have the VA, you know, and, you know, sort of like double dip, you know. But, you know, use it to your advantage. That's the whole thing. You know, you got to use the system to work in your advantage, not work against you, you know. And, you know, that's what I tell a lot of vets. If they have these, if they qualify for, if they're, you know, of the age of 65 or older, or if they're disabled, they can go ahead and get their Medicare and receive services now.
Wow. Yeah, that is very, yes, that is very real and very right because, you know, that's where I fit into this realm. And you know, Kokai, you mentioned something about disabled veterans. And you basically you're talking about rated veterans. You know, they've gotten ratings from the VA so they could take advantage of some of these things. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I'm talking about if they're you can receive your disability through Social Security also. You know,
right?
And through disability to Social Security, you just have to be disabled for 24 months. You know, to get disability through Social Security, you don't have to be 65. You can be at any age and get disability through Social Security. It just has to be 24 consecutive months, and then it'll kick in. You know, but you have to apply for that.
Right.
You know. Yeah. And if you get that disability through Social Security, you know, that's separate from the VA. You know, so you can still continue through the VA. The only benefit that doesn't interact is the TRICARE. You know, there's a few veterans that are on the TRICARE system. You know, that's a little bit, that's like a little upgrade from the regular VA.
Right. Can you, a lot of our fans out here, they're not familiar with TRICARE. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about TRICARE, that part of the VA healthcare system.
Yeah, so I only had a few experience because I don't know a lot of folks. There's very few vets. It's almost like you have to be the premium of the crop to be able to get it. You know, I don't even know what the selection process to get on TRICARE, but I know it's not everybody. It's only a few.
Right. Pretty much from what I understand with TRICARE, pretty much it's for retirees. The TRICARE healthcare system, it's pretty much for retirees. And then at some point in time, when they reach a certain age, it goes to TRICARE for life, from what I understand, just being with some of my veteran brothers and sisters that are retirees.
Yeah. So that system, it works different from the regular VA. So most of the people I've seen on the TRICARE don't have as many complaints as the regular VA, you know.
Right.
So, but the majority of people fit in the regular VA. A lot of folks don't receive that TRICARE. So for those individuals, they need to have different options, you know, like I said, to try to see if they can get the Medicare, you know, benefit to kick in. If you don't have, and if you're under a certain age, some folks can apply for Obamacare if they're under 64. You know, but they can't receive any other type of government assistance to receive Obamacare. You know,
right?
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought up of if you're 65 and older and you're a veteran that you have a lot of these options. I think what happens, a lot of us that fit into that category, a lot of times, you know, Kokai, we don't know what we don't know when it comes to healthcare options. As a veteran, we just don't know. And I'm so glad that I have you on here today, and you're clearing the air about these options. I mean, it's really what you're saying is really just great. Because a lot of us, we just need to know this stuff as we're getting older.
Yeah, because, you know, it don't make no sense for somebody to be suffering and in pain and need a operation or whatever and can't see a doctor like a regular person would, you know, a regular civilian, you know, have no problem going to an appointment. And then you got to go through all these changes, you know, you have to see a doctor. It's ridiculous. You know, and you serve your country. That's the worst part. You don't sacrifice, serve your country. And they, you know, they're supposed to be, you know, treating you with premium service, and they give you the worst, you know. But, you know, there are other options. Like I said, you know, and sometimes you can even get your congressman involved. But, you know, there's still a lot of bureaucracy and paperwork and stuff. And even if you get your local congressman to expedite the VA services or whatever, they usually react when you call your state.
They do, Kokai, and they're working on it. They're getting much better at what they do. They're getting much better at it. But I just love this idea of what you do as a veteran, because it gets confusing. And, you know, as you know, you have this the period between – what is that the period? I know it ends December the 7th, but when does it begin?
Okay, so it began on for the Medicare through the Social Security began on October 15th, and then it ends on December 7th. That's the open enrollment, you know. However, there's another period they call the that was the annual enrollment is between October 15th through December 7th. And then open enrollment is between January to March, you know. So you have another period if, in case that you got into a plan that you didn't like and you want to make some changes or things of that nature in January, you can do that up to March.
And it just gets kind of – I know it gets a little confusing at times, too, with the different plans and you have a Part A, a Part B, a Part D, and this thing and that thing. And as you said, then you have your VA benefits. Now, let me ask you this question. What would you think would be a good game plan for a veteran that's 65 and over? And it's this open enrollment. What are some tips that you can give us as veterans so that we can kind of wade through this thing and work on making the right choice and the right decision when it comes to our health care as veterans?
Yeah, so since the veterans have the VA benefit, and, you know, you can still utilize your VA benefit, you know, because it is your what I call your pharmacy costs, which are the drugs, and they have them in different tiers. You know, tier one and two is about average. When you get to three and four, that's, you know, like when you have cancer, diabetes, or special medications that are real expensive, it gets into the three and four. But, yes, yeah, so you have your drugs and then the hospitals. You know, your two most expensive costs are going to be, you know, the doctor care in the hospital. So your Part A is the part that covers anything that's done in the hospital. That's your Part A. That's what the Social Security covers. Then you have your Part B. That's your doctor visit. But that's not free. That comes out of your Social Security check. So the average is about $170 a month. You know, it's automatically deducted, but you have to apply for it. They don't automatically give you Part B unless you want it. You know, and then if you do, that $170 a month comes out of your check from the Social Security Department. And that's just to have the original Medicare, which doesn't include drugs. So they have a Part D, which is just a drug plan by itself, and it's provided through a private insurance company that provides the drugs, because the government doesn't, you know, get into prescription drugs and things of that nature. So you have to go to an outside insurance company to get the just the drug coverage, what they call Part D. Part C is the Medicare Advantage plan. Those are offered by the insurance companies. Private insurance companies like Aetna, Humana, United Healthcare, WellCare, Blue Cross Blue Shield, all of those are the private insurance companies. So it's basically, that's like gumbo. It's an all-in-one. It covers your doctors. It covers your hospitalization. It covers your drugs. And it has the extra stuff like transportation, over-the-counter benefits.
Wow.
Yeah. A flex card, you know, if you need food or something like that, pay your utilities. They have a monthly flex card that the average amount between $50 to $175 every quarter that you get, and it's loaded on the card that you can use for anything. It's like a Visa card, a debit card that you can use for anything.
Wow. Wow.
Three. Yes. Yes. So.
And I'm.
It,
wow.
You need to check into that. You know, if you're a vet.
Wow,
you
yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, you see the advertising on TV and then, you know, people are calling you constantly throughout this period. And I'm glad you brought that up about that card because I had been curious about that. And I didn't know if there's a qualification, you know, before you get the card. And it's so much with this. It really is with this insurance. I mean, let
yeah.
alone you're a veteran. I mean, if you're just a regular person doing this, it can
yeah.
just – and I'm guessing the prices vary also, too, when it comes to coverage.
Now, this is the little trick that most people don't know. That's why you need to have a personal insurance agent that's not somebody you met on a 1-800 number that you saw on TV. That's just like a telemarketer. They could be in China somewhere, you know, talking to you. You know, you need
how about
to,
that?
Like, yeah. So you need to somebody you can feel in touch or whatever, or somebody that you referred. That has your best interest. That, you know, other you know, somebody on TV is trying to make a commission. So they, after they hang up that phone with you, they might never see you again in life. So you know, you can't go based on their recommendation because they might not have your best interest. You know, but the thing is, all these companies have the same thing because of the government. Your government through the Biden administration had the Inflation Reduction Act they just passed. $1.9 trillion last April, you know, and that money goes towards Medicare and the Obamacare. That basically what it does, it subsidizes the insurance coverage. So that means all the most well, so some of these insurance companies have zero premium, but they're not going to give it to you unless you ask for it. If you don't know
right.
what to ask, charge your extra premium. You know, meaning that you know you could qualify for you know not to pay anything. But, of course, they're not going to put that up front unless you ask. You know, they're going
right.
to say $1,000 a month or on top of what you're paying for Social. The Social Security taking out $170, add another $30-something, then it goes up, you know, with coming out your Social Security check. But now, if you get zero, that means, it's being subsidized and you're getting those benefits, you know, at no cost to you. The only thing that you have to worry about is the co-cost, which is, most insurance companies is a copay, which is 80-20 split, meaning that the insurance company will pay 80%, you pay 20%, and that comes down to like if you have lab work or X-ray or something of that nature, that the insurance company is paying 80% and your copay is 20%. That means that 3 months later you get a bill. For something that you figure that you're saying, where is this coming from? That's your copay.
Right. I've been through that. And, you know, and a lot of times they send you.
People forgot about it.
Right. And I know sometimes I get something and yeah. You know, mine will say, this is not a bill, but it shows you, it kind of itemizes it and it shows you everything that was. Just like you're saying, for the last 3 months, it basically tells me what was going on with me and healthcare.
Yeah, yeah. And then the other thing that you need to do, you got to make sure that your doctor network, since we're dealing with computers and things there, everything of lately, you have to make sure that your doctor care is updated too. You know, some of them have modern UpCareWare where you load it on the computer. Every time you go visit your primary care doctor, all his blood work, anything is on the computer. You can see it. The doctor can see it. Your specialist can see it. And if they prescribe the medications, everybody can see what the medications are so they won't be crossing, you know, paths as far as
right.
prescribing
the meds. Right. You're absolutely right because that is the most important thing.
It's the meds
because if you get those meds kind of crossed up, you know, wow, that's not good at all.
You're messed up. You're fainting, you're sweating, and you can't figure out what it is. It's probably one of the pills you take.
Oh, pretty much. 100% pretty much.
And then the doctor take, but you know, shoot, they should know that from the before they prescribe it. You know, they should know what's going on. But if they're not looking at your chart and knowing what the other doctor is prescribing, it could be counterproductive. So that's
quite
what
true.
You want to make sure also that your system is updated, where they are on the same page, that everybody can see. You can see it, they can see it, the specialist can see it, everything that everybody's doing on your behalf. And that way that
wow.
you get an organized trick, you know, care treatment.
Right, yeah, and that's, mm-hmm. and that's what we want, you know, as veterans and the civilian population. But, you know, especially
yeah.
you and I, are like kindred spirits, and this veteran thing for us, you know, it means a lot because we're veterans, and we want to treat other veterans the way we want to be treated, no matter if
yeah.
it's, you know, claims information, health information. We want to treat another veteran like we want to be treated. Now, Kokai, what's in store for you? What's next on the list of things for you to do? You've given us this beautiful information today, but what's next for you?
Well, I am a member of the Carrie's online community, so you can definitely find me online. And you know, any questions or concerns, civilian or vet, that, you know, if you have any questions about health care, you know, feel free to ask me, you know, life insurance. I do that also, you know. So making sure that you're covered, you know, because your health is your wealth. Can't do nothing if you don't have good health, you know.
So true.
You couldn't have said it any better than that. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Kokai, for signing up at Hair Radio Online Community at HO. It's very simple for everybody. It's free. You just go to HAIRadio.com, and you can connect with Kokai and all of us. Michael Hopkins, Kokai Olushola, great, great, great Vet Talk episode. I was just sitting here sipping my coffee and just enjoying this for all the veterans who are tuned in. I also just want to say thank you. Just great job, everybody. Awesome,
thank
awesome
you.
Stuff. Yeah. So, Kokai,
yes,
you got to come back as well. Yeah, you got to come back because I heard the incredible chemistry, and we would love to have you on. You know, am I right, Michael? Was it not fantastic?
100%. 100%. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, you did a great job. Now, Kokai,
we are family. And so whenever you need me, I'm going. Just let me know.
Well, listen, we're going to get the outro on Michael. We got big stuff next week for everybody on Vet Talk Radio. We'll be back then. Again, my show's on 6 in the morning till 9 weekdays. Michael is on Tuesdays at 8:30 Eastern, each week 7:30 Central for Vet Talk Radio. Here's the outro. We'll see you back here next time.